I spent 7 years covering Gaza, most of them for the New York Times. I've spent weeks of my life in Gaza. I have reported on the siege that the Palestinians have endured, imposed by Israel. And although I covered Operation Cast Lead, Protective Edge, what we're seeing in Gaza has reached levels of violence and slaughter that perhaps is the worst in Palestinian history, and I include the Nakba. What we're watching is a campaign of unmitigated genocide, the indiscriminate slaughter of civilians, 160 children a day. I was in the war in Sarajevo. We were hit with 300 to 400 shells a day, 4 to 5 dead a day, 2 dozen wounded a day. I don't want to minimize that siege. I still have nightmares from it, but that does not begin to compare with what is happening in Gaza. It is incumbent upon all of us who care about the rights and the safety of the Palestinian people to do everything within our power to stop this campaign of wholesale killing on the part of the Israeli war machine, backed, of course, by the United States. I am leaving Doha for Rafah with many of my other colleagues to protest